You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A great poet whose name I can't remember at this moment said, I believe, that April is the cruelest month. And certainly this year, we can certainly attest to the truth of that statement. It looks like spring is just about here, but don't bet on it. We've been teased before, and so I don't think anybody's too sure about it anymore. It's a cruel teasing that goes on. Somebody else, I think it was Will Rogers, said there are two things certain in this life, death and taxes. Now, on the second of those, in about a week or so, the IRS will be in your face and you can deal with them on taxes. To make your joy complete here on this beautiful spring day, the church on the fifth Sunday of Lent wants us to look at the rather cheerful subject of death. Just what you wanted to hear when you got up this morning, I'm sure. Death is something that has fascinated people since the beginning of time, mostly because it's mysterious and we don't know that much about it. It repels people. We're driven from it. We go into denial about it. Even when we have to have a funeral, we do everything we can to pretend it didn't happen. But at the same time, death attracts people. Every time there's some kind of a tragedy or an accident, it brings a curious bunch of onlookers who just got to get a little closer and see what happened. And so it's one of those subjects about which we have mixed feelings, plainly. Some years ago, there was a book written by a lady professor at the University of Chicago that I think was one of the most useful books I've ever read. Because part of my job, as you know, is to deal with people who are facing death. And that's not an easy ministry, by the way, as those of you who are in healthcare will understand. But anyway, this professor, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, I think it's 25, 30 years ago now, wrote a wonderful book called On Death and Dying. And she did this by spending her professional life dealing with people who were going through the experience of dying. And she shed some light on it that I think is about the most useful knowledge we have. And we're not going to go through all of that this morning. But basically, she said that when people die, they go through, one way or another, five different stages. And I just want to name them for you. Number one, denial. No, the doctor made a mistake. I'm not dying. This can't be true. Blah, blah, blah. And so that's number one. Step number two, anger. Somebody messed up here. The doctor didn't do something right, and we got to file a lawsuit or something like that. Sometimes people even get angry with God when it comes to this part of the dying process. Step number three is kind of a funny one. It's called bargaining. Person finally figures out they've been through the denial and the anger part. Okay, God, we got to make a deal here. I'll say some more prayers. I'll do some ministry. I'll even buy a ticket and go to Lourdes, for heaven's sake. But you bargain with God. Try to buy some extra time. Step number four is the worst one. It's called depression. Person figures out that the bargaining didn't go too well. Now this is obviously the end. The pain is getting worse, and the person gets very, very sad. And then, happily, step number five, acceptance. Hopefully people can come to the point where they say, this is the most natural thing in the world. It's not the end of everything. It's the gateway to eternal life for people of faith. And I've noticed that that is so true. People aren't usually aware of it that consciously, but in dealing with people who are in the various stages of leaving this earth, I have noticed that those five steps occur pretty regularly in almost everybody. And I thought of that when I was reading the gospel that we just acted out together, the raising of Lazarus from the dead. Now, Lazarus was a good friend of Jesus, and he obviously was in the right place at the right time for Jesus to show his power over death. But I thought of poor old Lazarus. You know, he came out of the tomb, so Lazarus had to go through all five of those stages twice. I don't think he's still with us, so he had to do it the second time. So let's give Lazarus some credit. I mean, he paid his dues twice on going through this business. But that's not the main point of this story. Just like any other death experience, you heard about all the townspeople, you took some of their lines in the gospel, it attracted a lot of curiosity seekers. People were just kind of drawn to this and were onlookers. And so Jesus used this occasion to show that he is the master of both life and death, and to show us what was going to happen in his own case when he went to Jerusalem. And so the other scriptures tell us the same thing, that if we have the Spirit of Christ, we are to be raised from the dead just as Jesus was raised from the dead. So it's not an accident. It's not because it's April or anything like that, that we have this scripture on the 2 weeks before Easter. We have just two more weeks left during the season of Lent when we are going to observe in a very vivid way the suffering and death of Jesus, and Jesus wants us to have faith as we see him go through the lowest point in his life. Jesus didn't need a professor to tell him. Jesus, if you think about his agony in the garden and everything else, was human just like us, and he went through those same five steps one way or another as a human being. And Jesus wants us to have faith that he has power over death to raise not only himself, but all of us to eternal life. So like the Apostle Thomas said when he found out that Jesus was steadfastly going to Jerusalem, where everybody was about to kill him, he kind of said, in a resigned sort of way, let us go and die with him too. And didn't happen. The apostles somehow, with their faith, got through Good Friday to Easter Sunday, and thank God they proclaimed that faith, and here we are this morning. So I think the conclusion is, we Christians don't deny death. We accept it as the natural pathway to eternal life. So let us strengthen our faith, resolve to follow Jesus during these final weeks of his passion and death, so that we also can share in his resurrection. May God bless our observance of Holy Week and Easter, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.